You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
Beep 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Ow! Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the world bursts with the bright reds, oranges, and yellows of autumn here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse laundry room.
I've seen Mom do this 100 times. It's not that difficult, really.
Okay, then. So what do we do?
Well, first, we turn the dial on the washing machine to, let's see. Do we have a heavy, medium, or light load?
Heavy?
Heavy, okay, yeah. So heavy it is. Here we go.
Fill it up with water.
Yep. You mean laundry detergent.
All right. How much laundry detergent do we need?
Well, we have a lot of laundry, so I'd say about half of that bottle.
Yeah, how about right. A little bit more?
Yeah, we need more.
All right, now all we have to do is put the clothes in.
Okay, got those right here.
I think Mom separates the whites from the colors.
Well, I say we throw them in all together.
Yeah.
That way we'll have clean clothes to wear in no time. Because as of right now, all we have to wear are our pajamas.
Man, I don't want to go to school tomorrow in my pajamas.
I've got my pajamas on. Before I go to bed, I'm going to run around. I'm standing on my head, and the world is upside down. Me and Wilson, my teddy bear, we're gonna do them before we go upstairs. Watch out, you lions, you tigers, you bears. I got my pajamas on. Now mommy said, come on. I said, no. Daddy said, let's go. I said, all right. I'm clean and I'm warm and I'm out of sight. I got my pajamas on. Now I'm in daddy's lap, fading fast, Wilson. If you want to mess around, you're going to have to do it alone. I love being little and I love being grown. I got my pajamas, got my pajamas, got my pajamas on. Beelity bit be to do I.
Sam Zucchini here, and we just heard a song from Livingston Taylor.
Laundry must be all washed.
All right. I'm getting tired of wearing pajamas.
Yeah. Now all we have to do is hang everything out to dry.
Hang our clothes out to dry?
Yeah.
That could be a problem. It's pretty cloudy out today. You think the clothes will still dry?
Well, we don't have much of a choice because the dryer's broken, remember?
Oh.
That's where Mom and Dad went today to get a new part for the dryer.
Oh, no. We might have to wear these pajamas for the rest of the day.
Well, maybe the sun will come out soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, me too. So let's get these clothes out of the washing machine and on the line.
After a while, we took in the clothes. Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody really wanted to touch. it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? And Papa said, well, just because. Then he started to take back the clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th, and everybody was feeling fine. Day. Everybody got up to see if the clothes were dry. The dogs were barking, a neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. Too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. Just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma. Then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? Some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. Then my neighbor, he blew his nose. Just as Papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to come back in the house and bring them clothes. Shut all the doors.
A song from Bob Dylan and the Band.
All right, Steve. What are we waiting for? Let's open up that washing machine. We've got clothes to dry.
Okay, here goes.
I wonder how it came out.
Smells good.
Whoops.
What do you mean, whoops?
Everything turned purple. I mean everything.
Oh. And purple used to be my favorite color.
Oh, great. Now all we have are our pajamas to wear and a pile of wet purple clothes. Anybody else feel like a goofball?
Clap your hands, stomp your feet, wiggle your bottom around. Make a funny face at your neighbor, and then howl like Huckleberry Hound. Woo! Scratch your head like a monkey, your arms like a bird. Get low to the ground like you were very, very small. Then jump up like a skyscraper 10 stories tall. Turn around and down you fall. Then you're doing the goofball a little faster. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, wiggle your bottom around. Make a funny face at your neighbor, and then howl like Huckleberry Hound. Oh, scratch your head like a monkey, and then flap your arms. Then jump up like a skyscraper 10 stories tall. Turn around and down you fall. Then you're doing the goofball a little faster. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, wiggle your bottom around. Make a funny face at your neighbor, then howl like Huckleberry Hound. Oh, scratch your head like a monkey, and then flap your arms like a bird. Get low to the ground like you were very, very small. Then jump up like a skyscraper 10 stories tall. Turn around and down you fall. Then you're doing the goofball a little faster. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, wiggle your bottom around. Make a funny face at your neighbor, then howl like Huckleberry Hound. Clap your head like a monkey, then clap your arms like a bird. Get low to the ground like you were very, very small. Then jump up like a skyscraper 10 stories tall. Turn around and then you fall. Then you're doing the goofball a little faster. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, wiggle your bottom around. Make a funny face at your neighbor, then howl like Huckleberry Hound.
Oh,
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Dana Banana. At the top of the news today, there's a man in downtown Zucchini Land who thinks he's the boss of everyone. That's right, folks. He's telling everybody what to do, and no one likes it. Howard O'Sell is in downtown Zucchini Land with the story. Howard.
Howard O'Sell here live, and there's a man here. Well, let's just say he's a bit demanding.
Hey, you.
Me?
Get me a sandwich.
Oh, real?
Here, pastrami on rye.
He's requested
get
a sandwich.
Now. I need it now. I'm hungry. Hey, you, wax my car, will you?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, you shine my shoes.
Hey,
could you make a phone call for me?
I need
a phone call made. You got to do that for me.
Well, I'm telling you, I need a haircut. I need a... Hey,
somebody cut my hair.
I need a haircut.
Sir, you could try asking nicely, maybe saying please.
Oh, yeah?
Well, okay.
Hey, O'Sell.
Yeah, what?
Hey, how about you too, here?
Me?
Hey, let me do the news. Give me that mic.
Whoa.
Okay, well, that's the news. I'm getting tired of this news. This news is done. Back to you, Bob.
Excuse me. You're not the boss of me. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's a cloudy fall day here in Zucchini Land, but hey, it could be raining. As a matter of fact, it will be tomorrow. Our blue forecast balloon has located rain that will arrive in Zucchini Land sometime tomorrow. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Story time. Story time. Story time.
You're not the boss of me, from Bill Harley's Play It Again.
Once upon a time, there was a skunk family. There was a mom skunk, there was a dad skunk, there was a big brother skunk, there was a baby skunk, and there was a skunk in the middle, and her name was Charlene. One day, it was the big brother skunk's turn to set the table, but he didn't feel like doing it. So he turned to Charlene, the skunk in the middle, and said, "Hey, Charlene, set the table." Charlene said, "No. Charlene, I'm the big brother skunk. Set the table now." "No. Set the table now or else." And Charlene, the skunk in the middle, looked up at the big brother skunk and said,
"You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me."
And the baby skunk said, Just then, the mother skunk walked in the kitchen. She said, "What's going on in here?" And before Charlene could say anything, the big brother skunk said, "Mom, Charlene, the skunk in the middle, won't set the table." Mother skunk turned to Charlene and said, "Charlene, you set that table." Charlene said, "No. Charlene, I am your mother. You set that table right now." "No. Set that table now or else." Charlene looked up at the mother skunk and said,
"You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me."
And the baby skunk said, Just then, the father skunk walked into the kitchen.
"What's going on?"
The mother skunk said, "Father skunk, Charlene, the skunk in the middle?"
"Yes."
"She won't set the table."
"Won't set the table? Charlene, you set that table right now."
Charlene said, "No.
I am the father of this family. I told you to set that table."
"No.
Set the table now or else."
Charlene looked up at the father skunk and said,
"You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me."
And the baby skunk said,
The father skunk said, I've had it with this family. I'm calling the police." He got on the skunk phone. He called up the skunk police station. He got the skunk chief of police on the line.
"Hello?
Skunk chief of police?
Yeah, that's me.
I got a big problem."
"What is it?"
This is Father Skunk over on Skunk Lane.
"Yeah, I know where you live."
I don't know what to do.
"What is it?"
"Charlene, the skunk in the middle?"
"Yeah."
"She won't set the table."
"Won't set the table? We'll be right over." The skunk chief of police showed up in a black and white. Knocked on the door. Boom, 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 boom. They opened the door. "Where is she?"
"She's over there."
"Up against the wall, Charlene. I'm the skunk chief of police. Set the table."
"No.
I'm the skunk chief of police. I'm telling you to set the table now. No. Set the table now or else you're under arrest.
Charlene looked up at the skunk chief of police and said,
You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me.
And the baby skunk said,
That does it. You're under arrest. Put her in the car.
And they put her in skunk handcuffs. They put her in the skunk police car, and they took her down to the skunk police station, and they booked her, and they took her in front of the skunk judge.
Order in the court. I'd like to hear the first case.
The skunk chief of police said,
Yeah, Your Honor, we got a serious case here.
What is it, Chief?
It's, Charlene.
The skunk in the middle?
Yeah. She won't set the table.
Won't set the table? That's ridiculous. Charlene? I am the judge of this court. I order you to set the table. Charlene said,
No.
Charlene, I order you to set that table now.
No.
Charlene, set the table now or else you are guilty. Charlene looked up at the skunk judge and said,
You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me.
And the baby skunk said,
That doesn't... Take her to the king!
And they took her across the street to the skunk castle, down the skunk hallway, into the skunk throne room. And there on the skunk throne was the skunk king. And he was big and smelly.
What's going on here in my castle?
The judge said, Your Royal Highness, I don't know what to do.
What is it?
It's, Charlene.
Yes, the skunk in the middle?
Yes. She won't set the table.
Won't set the table? Where, Charlene? I am your king. Set the table.
Charlene said, No.
What? I am the king of all the skunks. You are a skunk. Set the table now.
No.
Set the table now or else.
Charlene looked up at the skunk king and said,
You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me.
And the baby skunk said,
Oh.
The skunk king got up off the skunk throne, looked down at Charlene, the skunk in the middle, and said, Charlene,
would you, Charlene, would you please set the table?
Charlene looked up at the skunk king and said,
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to, since you asked me so nicely.
The skunk king said,
Thank you very much, Charlene.
You're welcome. What are you doing for dinner?
Well, I don't have any plans.
Would you like to come over? He said, I'd love to.
Can I bring the judge?
She said, bring the chief of police, too. And they all got back in the skunk police car, and they all went back to the skunk house on Skunk Lane, and you know what? Charlene set the table. And then they had a very nice dinner. And at the end of the meal, they were all sitting around talking, and they looked up in the job chart in the refrigerator, and guess whose turn it was to clear the table?
Charlene's. But you know what? She didn't feel like doing it. So she turned to the baby skunk and said, Hey, baby skunk, clear the table. And the baby skunk said, No.
You're the baby skunk and I'm Charlene. I'm telling you to clear the table now.
Baby skunk said,
No. Clear the table now or else.
The baby skunk looked up at Charlene and said,
You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me.
And everybody said,
Well, let's hang these out to dry.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Ooh, did you paint your clothes?
No, we washed them, and everything came out purple. Looks like we'll have to wear our pajamas to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
This reminds me of a quote.
The quote of the day is...
Experience is what you got by not having it when you needed it.
Mom and Dad usually do the laundry, but this time we thought we'd give it a try.
Yeah, we thought it would be easy, but now look at the mess we've made.
Oh.
Well, let me guess. You didn't separate your colors from your whites.
Mm-hmm.
I did that too the first time I did laundry. And everything came out orange.
Ew.
So don't feel too bad about it. You've learned something, And I bet you won't make that mistake again.
We figured we'd save time by mixing them all together.
And instead, we have an entire wardrobe of purple clothes.
Oh, how embarrassing.
How frustrating.
How entertaining.
Well, we've certainly stirred up some feelings by doing our own laundry. Brothers.
Well, that was nice of Susan and her parents to let us dry our clothes in their dryer.
Yeah, I don't think they ever would have gotten dry on the clothesline today.
Well, Susan's mom said there's a chance that after a couple of washes, our clothes might even return to their original color.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's just being nice about it.
Well, tomorrow, though, we're going to school dressed from head to toe in purple.
Oh, I like purple, really.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve speaking.
Cranky the Clown here.
Hi, Cranky. How are you?
Lousy. Nothing is going my way. It couldn't be worse. Just ask my sidekick, Bath. Bath wants to say something.
It couldn't be worse. Nothing's going his way.
You see?
Wow. Sorry to hear that. How about a song to cheer you up?
I don't think it'll work. I'm in a very bad mood. I'm very cranky.
Well, let's see if we can change that. Here's a little something from Tommy Dorsey called The Music Goes Round and Round.
For me.
Oh, I don't know how to play nothing.
Well, I'll show you now. Oh, you blow through here, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here. Now push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here. Now push the middle valve down, hear that music go down and around. Below, below, deal it, ho, ho, ho. Listen to the jazz come out. Push that other valve down. Hear the music go down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here.
what's he got there?
Why, that's a clarinet, Edith.
What's he doing with it?
He's trying to show you how the music goes around and around.
Oh, he can't show me how the music goes around and around on a straight instrument.
Ouch. Kick it, Sid. Kick it.
Boy, he can kick it for my money.
And now we're gonna put on a customer's chorus, and we want you all to join in lightly on this last refrain.
Oh, I blow through here, the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here. Now you push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here. Middle valve down, hear the music go down and around, below, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. Listen to the jazz come out, push that other valve down, all the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here. My, my.
Us on stations like
WYDM in Monroe, Michigan.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,327.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fun.
I like purple, but
not like this, though.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, maybe I got some other clothes here. Oh, I got something here.
Nice purple shirt, though.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.